Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels fighting the Islamic State militants. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
The program will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and plucking them off the battlefield for training. The Pentagon will use a small training center in Turkey to teach these leaders skills, including how to call in airstrikes. Brad McGurk, the White House envoy to the Anti-Islamic State Coalition, says the program will also work to better equip and provide air support to trusted units on the front lines in Syria.
Is it best to take those guys out and put them through training programs for many weeks, or to keep them on the line fighting and to give them additional enablers and support? I think the latter is the right answer, and that's what we're going to be doing.
The train and equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of thousands. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday he, quote, wasn't happy with the early efforts of the program. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
General Hossein Hamadani, senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander, has been killed in Syria. He was advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. Iran has provided military and political support for President Bashar al-Assad during the four-year-long fight against a wide range of Sunni rebels seeking to overthrow him. AP is reporting that a mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing the local official, one of them in front of his family. Haruna Bellum says the attackers are suspected members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement, which has been blamed for other attacks in the years that have targeted military and civilian authorities in south and central Mali. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council has authorized additional measures to help more than 12,000 peacekeepers in South Sudan protect civilians and pressure the warring parties to implement the August 25th peace agreement. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
The 15-member council demanded an immediate cessation of all violence as the fragile peace deal continues to suffer violations by both sides. It threatened more sanctions against spoilers to the peace process and those perpetrating attacks against peacekeepers and aid workers. The council urged the Secretary General to complete deployment of the mission, known as UNMISS, to its full strength of 12,500 troops and police, including equipment such as tactical helicopters and unarmed drones to help peacekeepers protect civilians. The decision to use drones in South Sudan has been controversial, with several council members expressing concern about it, including Russia and Venezuela, who abstained in Friday's vote. The government in Juba also strongly opposes the use of drones. The UN has used them in DRC and Mali, saying they are an asset in large, difficult-to-patrol countries with too few troops. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
UN Security Council passed a resolution Friday to authorize the European Union and countries outside the EU to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. 15-member council adopted the measure drafted by Britain to counter the refugee crisis in Europe. In the past, the EU focused on a search and rescue operation in the Mediterranean, where thousands of migrants have ended up dying while trying to reach Europe. Here in the U.S., President Obama met privately on Friday with the families of the 8 students and 1 instructor gunned down at a community college last week in the state of Oregon. After the meeting, Mr. Obama said the country will have, in his words, to figure out how we stop things like this from happening.
You know, I've got some very strong feelings about this because when you talk to these families, reminded that this could be happening to your child, or your mom, or your dad, or your relative, or your friend.
Crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted Mr. Obama when he arrived in Oregon. President Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shooting. And thousands of people expected in Washington this weekend for the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Nation of Islam back in 1995 called for African-American men to come to Washington to pledge to be better husbands, fathers, and leaders in their communities. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.